I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with Kurt Groenvall. He's one of the key organizers of the Hickey's Ishpeming Salvation Army benefit that's happening this Saturday night at the Venice in Ishpeming. Here's more on what's going on with Kurt Groenvall.
The Hickey's benefit for the Salvation Army, and what's nice is that the money stays local and it's immediate.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, that there's a history with this event, obviously.
13 years.
Hickey's first, yep. And then, of course, they had the unfortunate fire where they lost the building.
Yeah,
and
hard to have it there now. It's a parking lot.
But it continues on.
Right. And I see Brian all the time. You know, he actually, it's been 3 years now since Hickey's burned down, and the dust is still settling on the insurance claims and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I see him all the time at Globe Printing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's happening this Saturday? What's kind of the schedule? What time do things get started, and what can folks expect?
Right around 6-ish. And, of course, there's going to be the normal raffles and the prizes and the drawings and lots of good entertainment, drink specials, that type of thing. It's going to be a nice thing about having it at the Venice. It is a restaurant, so it can be a family atmosphere there, which is a little nicer, especially for a organization like the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. But we got a great lineup. We got Center Line, which is Wayne Oyen and Brad Barella.
Mm-hmm.
Hard Harp and Bones, which we all know and love.
Mm-hmm.
The Pit Crew, which is some new group. I don't know. I'm too sure about those guys.
Some guy in it.
That'd be me and a couple of my buddies.
Yeah.
And then we, of course, have the Flat Broke Blues Band.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a bunch of others. You know, Karen and Barb are going to come. And to be honest with you, Karen and Barb are the ones that have got me involved in the Hickey's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in with them at Hickey's with Brent Manet, the old Black Horse Band people, that type of thing, you know. I mean, that's how far back this goes for
wow.
us. It's 13 years.
There's
you know?
A name there I haven't actually heard in a while.
Yeah,
but
rest his soul, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it is all to raise money for the Ishpeming Salvation Army.
Correct.
And this actually stays in the community. You're not raising this specifically for Salvation Army National or anything like that. That this is for efforts in Ishpeming.
And it is for Christmas. It's for families for Christmas. We're talking, you know, mm-hmm. Christmas presents. And one of my friends who's really helping organize is Mike Alderton. He's the one who's involved with the Salvation Army and put the hook on me to help him get some entertainment lined up, do a little bit of marketing, do a little, you know, plug it so that people show up. We really need a good turnout for this because the response for this is immediate.
Right.
That cash goes right into the hands of the Ishpeming Salvation Army, and they buy toys and food baskets for people for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you and I were talking about this a little bit last night about how this is an event that generates money in that community for that community and an almost immediate turnaround.
Exactly. And a lot of needy people get a lot of help from our Salvation Army year-round. Mm-hmm. This is just especially time of the year we need to be taking care of people who need it.
The folks at the Venice have stepped up now for several years, and it gets busy in there, and it's
yes.
a great night.
Beth has been really, really good to us, and she's been pretty generous to the Salvation Army also.
Mm-hmm.
And without her cooperation, obviously, this would have died on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
This is a last-minute thing. Hickey's burned down in the fall. They said nobody thought about it until later. What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And Beth stepped up. We appreciate her doing that. I know she's been very generous, too.
Right. And that's the key thing is that there's going to be raffles and some silent auctions items. I'm sure you've got some pretty good stuff already lined up.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, and people can bid on that and you know, the 50-50s, all the usual things that you have. But people can just stop in and make a donation, too.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
And we did talk to the Salvation Army here on the show earlier this week.
I heard that.
Yeah,
heard.
Doug Winters, with Captain Doug Winters, he said he's actually going to be out front ringing the bell. I said, okay.
That's wonderful. So maybe you could just do a drive-by donation, right?
That's right. That's right. But let's give everybody the details again, like what's happening, who's playing, what's on the bill, all that.
Okay, well, right around 6 o'clock, the festivities are going to kick off. If you want to get there at 10 o'clock and help me set up, that's fine. That would be a.m. Right around 6 o'clock, we'll kick it off. And like I say, we're going to have a lot of local talent, Hart Harp and Bones. You may never have heard of the Flat Broke Blues Band. You know, they're
bunch of hacks.
And the Pit Crew, which is really me, Kim Lenton, Linda Smith, and Seamus Collins,
which is a great group
right.
too.
And,
by the way, you guys
yeah,
got a
we
great
got our,
sound.
We are the four part harmony type. You know, Simon and Garfunkel, James Taylor, Harry Chapin type mm-hmm. type music, and we're the Pit Crew because we play at Jackson's Pit every Friday night for mm-hmm. the last 2 years. So that's where we got our handle from.
And then, let's see, Centerline is in there, which is Wayne Oyen.
Wayne Oyen and Brad Perella. Mm-hmm. And who knows who Wayne's going to bring, because he's got so many people he brings in.
And this always gets musicians in the area to kind of pop in, because there's kind of a later on a jam element.
Jam element later on.
Right. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And that is Saturday starting around 6, and it's at the Venice. So
in beautiful downtown Ishpeming.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, I just want to say that on behalf of everybody that is listening and checking in, thanks for the work you do with this, because as we mentioned a moment ago, all of the money that's raised goes directly to the Ishpeming Salvation Army, which is used for what?
For families for Christmas, right then and there. You know, there's a lot of immediate needs this time of year, and that needs being fulfilled somehow. And Beth, I thank her again, and the people at the Venice, and Mike Alderton for all of his help and coordination, because he's really the silent guy behind this whole thing. He does all the work all year long, and then I get to take the credit on the radio, so that's nice.
Well, then we'll extend the credit to all that are involved, but good work with it, because hurting the cats of musicians and everything like that, I know what that can be like.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yes, I do.
That's the fun part.
Well, that's what it is, but it's all for a great cause. Again, when and where?
At the Venice, December 3rd, Saturday night, 6 o'clock.
That's the comments of Kurt Gronvall. He's one of the key organizers of the Ishpeming Salvation Army benefit happening Saturday night at the Venice in Ishpeming. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.